Every college and university has a place students like to come and eat at just about any hour of the day. At Purdue University, one of those places is near campus and has been serving up food for all ages for about a century. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Greg and Carrie Erisman operate the Triple X Family Restaurant in West Lafayette, Indiana. The name comes from the Triple X root beer served here.
We have fantastic root beer. I personally think it's the best root beer out there. I've yet to taste another one that can match up to it.
But this diner has quite a sandwich lineup to add to the root beer.
The biggest one that we have is a triple decker. It is two slices of real cheese, not the imitation stuff, and grilled onions on top, and it's served on a sesame seed bun. And that's called the Boilermaker Pete, named after the mascot of Purdue.
Greg says the sandwiches are so good because of the ingredients that go into them.
It's top choice sirloin. We cut and grind it here. We have a patty machine that patties it out for us, and then we hand form and grill every one of them cooked to order. So there's nothing prepackaged about it.
The Triple X sits right next to Purdue University. It has long been a staple for those on campus.
When the students are here for the fall semester, it's 99% of them come in here after their night out, and our general manager, LaDonna, takes real good care of them. So and make sure that they're well-fed and ready to go on their way.
The Triple X has to compete against a multitude of new restaurants that line the streets next to it. One customer put it best when they told Greg why people keep coming back to the Triple X.
You still do things the right way. He said, you're cutting and grinding your own meats. You're taking care of it. You've got homemade recipes. So the quality of the food, the service, that's what's kept us here all these years.
And you too can experience a piece of restaurant history right here next to Purdue University. Traveling the countryside in West Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.